Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday episode of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 4th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. This marked the death of the PC. I don't know about that, but maybe Windows. According to StackCounter, Android has overtaken Windows PCs for the first time when it comes to exploring the World Wide Web. Mind you, it's just barely. Google's platform represented about 37.93% of tracked internet activity in March. Windows was 37.91%. Yeah, almost even. Of course, this was something that was sure to be coming. Smartphone shipments overtook PC sales about 6 years ago. Let's face it, we see a lot more people looking down, buried in their phones than we do in their PCs nowadays, don't we? Hey, iOS people, did you get upgraded to 10.3? Well, guess what? Time to upgrade again. Apple yesterday released iOS 10.3.1. Why? Yeah, we got some bugs in 10.3. Now, this update doesn't really give any indications of what the hell's going on with it. Other than the fact its primary focus is squashing bugs and making the software run a little more smoothly. Now, we did see a little here and there. People are actually having a little bit of problems upgrading to the new 10.3 software, primarily due to that Apple new file system. Some people's phones even got, bricked. This update could have something to do with that. In any case, we'll get bugged with it over and over and over again until we upgrade, so you might as well just get it done and over with. Netflix, you might remember, has given us the ability to enjoy content offline, but only if you're on iOS or Android. Now you can enjoy it when your Windows 10 PC can't connect to the internet either. Yes, Windows Central is reporting the Netflix app for Windows 10 PCs now has the ability to get that content, save it on the computer, then watch it later when you don't have any internet. Though you might notice, just like you can with iOS or Android, the content you can save, pretty much just Netflix's. We all know how Hollywood is, particularly when it comes to saving stuff on our hard drives. There must be heavy encryption. Heavy encryption. And finally, 3D printing. Yep, it's fun. When you want to make figurines or make a new car part, these kind of things, it's cool, isn't it? Wouldn't be nice if we could just print out our clothing what we're going to wear that day, but I don't think the plastic would feel very good. Nah. Well, that could be changing thanks to Knitterate. It's a digital knitting machine. Not a sewing machine, a knitting machine. Basically, what it does, it takes your digital designs and automatically knits them into a wearable fabric. And all you got to do, push a button. As we said, right now, Knitterate, pretty good at making blankets. Small ones, may I say. When it comes to having to do sleeves and putting a hole in the top for your head to fit through to make it a shirt, things get a little bit more complicated. Now, of course, in the day and age where everything is stuck on our phones, they're designing an app now to basically do up your designs there. Add image, text, customized type of stitches, that kind of stuff. And their app should be launching probably when they have enough money. Yep, you guessed it, another Kickstarter. So how much is it going to cost you to get one of these units? Well, the Kickstarter costs at $4,699. And they're stating there's only going to be 125 units offered through crowdfunding. If you don't pick up one of those, you're stuck at buying the thing at $7,499. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Get on over there and check it out for yourself. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful shows. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back for your Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you very much for listening.